Amen. He's older than dirt. Amen. He'll probably outlive all of us, though. Amen. Look in your Bible in Psalm chapter 44. Brother Soche had talked about this passage, and I'm going to just jump in there and, amen, preach for about 25 minutes. That's all right. Psalm 44, I'm going to begin reading in verse number 20, but let me say this. I preach to a lot of teenagers, and some people say, you know, McGahee's a kid preacher. Well, I am. Amen. I don't care. If you want to label me that, that's all right. I fit in that real good. But I love kids. They love me. Amen. Regardless of whether their mom and dad do, some of them love me anyway. Amen. And they try to get me in their churches, and their pastors don't like me. But that's all right. Amen. And I'm concerned. Because I'll tell you, it breaks my heart to lose any of them. When any of them fall through the cracks and we lose them. Sunday morning, we had some girls sitting over here, and man, they wouldn't listen to the service. They wouldn't listen to preaching. And man, it just breaks my heart. And there's a problem in our heart, folks. We have a heart problem. Amen. Look in Psalm 44. Look at verse number 20. The Bible says, if we have forgotten the name of our God, how can you do that? But we can. We do. I could write a book, not only in my own life, but just watching people. I've been doing this evangelism thing for 28 years. I have in the middle, Brother Glenn knows this, in the middle of some meetings, it's come out that the pastor's messed up. Yeah, amen. In the middle of a revival meeting. Yeah. Yeah. They didn't go over that in preacher and his problems in Bible school. Yeah, amen. Amen. We've had friends of ours that messed up. And what happened is something happens in your heart, and you don't get it right. And these meetings like this is to get your heart right. Amen. Amen. I mean, it's good to shout and holler. Amen. We'll do it. We'll shout the drop of hat and we'll drop the hat. Amen. But if your heart ain't right, get it right. Amen. Amen. I read a little sonnet one day. I had a book of anecdotes and sonnets, it was called. Just one little line. And it stuck with me all through the years. It's not scripture, but it's scriptural. And that little sonnet said this. My unassisted heart is as of barren clay. Without God, without the Bible, without prayer, my heart is like clay. Amen, and so is yours. Said, if we have forgotten the name of our God, are stretched out our hands to a strange God. Wow. How could you do that? But people do. You know, there's a strange passage over there when Moses, you know, Moses was the greatest mountain climber in the Bible. Amen. One of those times when he climbed Mount Sinai and God met with him and talked to him up there. I mean, God met with him and talked to him where the mountain shook. And there was a cloud there, and the people all knew. And God says this. He told Moses, he said, if my people down there see me up here, they will listen to you. And you know, while he's up there with Moses and the Ten Commandments and all, you know what God's people are doing? They're making a molten calf. Man, I read that, Brother Soche, that broke my heart. You know, God even had an anticipation. If I do this, they'll stay right with me. And they didn't. And buddy, I have seen that. Amen. Brother Sampson, I could tell you where they used to sit in here. And something happened in their heart and they got out. Not only young people, but adults alike. Amen. Look at verse number 21. Here's what I want to preach about. Shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Amen. God knows. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the preaching already tonight. God, as we open this book, we're totally dependent upon you. God, do a work here, and especially among the young folk. And Lord, we'll thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen. I deal with a lot of teenagers. I deal with a lot of cutters. I mention cutting when I'm preaching, and now that has opened me up to where kids come to me after church, and they come to, I got people that write me, and amen, there's cutters in here. You can't get a crowd this size without somebody that's cutting herself. Just let me ask you sitting here, how many of you all know somebody that cuts theirself? Let me see your hand. Look at that. It's everywhere I go. I don't understand that. I had a lady show me one day. She was in her 40s. She showed me she had cuts on both wrists, probably 40 cuts, and just where it almost hit the arteries. And she looked at that, and she goes, look what I do to myself. She goes, what do I do? I said, stop doing that. Amen. Quit it. Yeah. Right. Amen. Yeah. I was in a meeting here just a couple weeks ago and had a young lady. You'd have never thought. The pretty little girl walks up and hands me two razor blades, just trembling. And she cut herself. Places where you never see. I don't understand that. Got kids now that are suicidal. Had churches I preached at had kids that committed suicide in the church. We don't want to lose anybody. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. The alarm ought to be going off. Yeah. Yeah. Something's wrong. Something's wrong with the heart. Amen. Yeah. I say this, and I get this from Brother Danny Farley. The Doucettes are here. They'll understand this completely. But some of you kids, you got a disadvantage in life. You know why? Your parents are idiots. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I didn't say all. I said some. Yeah. Amen. And if you want to know why your kid's so recluse and you never see anything spiritual out of them, it might be you. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good chance you're the one. Yeah. They've heard you down everything. They've heard you criticize everything. Amen. You ain't never had a shout and spell. You ain't never put 5 days together where you worship God in any kind of manner. And they've watched that, and they've watched you tear apart every preacher, every song. Amen. Amen. And what happened now is they got a heart problem. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know how much, amen, how far it can go. Yes, sir. Amen. Yeah. The heart, buddy. It's sitting here right now, everybody's heart is just going 100 mile an hour. It's like that little voice, you know, little man that gets on your shoulder. Amen. I mean, everybody in here, that thing is just going all the time. Yeah. My heart speaks in my voice. My heart can talk me into anything or out of anything. Amen. So can yours. Yeah. Amen. Your heart is like that little philosopher that's in there. Amen. And it also, it's like a reinforced bunker that can withstand any kind of preaching. You can withstand the cannon fire, amen, of sermons and Bible teaching. You can withstand parents' counseling. Amen. We'll say, well, I'll just whoop the daylights out of them. Oh, yeah, does that work? Amen. My dad was hard on us, buddy. I'm telling you, he would whoop, but he would not whip you. He would whoop you. And all it did was make most of us just meaner. Amen. Without a heart, without reaching in here, I'm telling you, there's a problem. Amen. The heart can sneer at the grace of God. It can mock at broken hearts of parents and preachers. Can refuse to look at Calvary. It can even look at Calvary and scoff and mock at it. Without repentance, the heart and depravity perverseness, superfluity, and naughtiness and sin are in league together. The heart and pride are lovers who can't stand to be apart. Your heart without God is as barren clay. Amen. And buddy, I don't know how to... All we can do is have services, have somebody preach. Hopefully there's some kind of spiritual, amen, transaction that takes place, and you'll get your heart right. Amen. I've watched them in the ministry. I've watched preachers go bad. Watched preachers' wives slip through the cracks and are gone. We got in a meeting one time, and the pastor and his wife came pick me up at the airport. And when they come to the airport, I didn't see her, but we got in the car, and then we went out to eat. And she got out of the car, and she had a real short dress on. I went, whoa. I went, Lord, maybe just bad wardrobe day. I give her a benefit of a doubt. It's like, whoa. But then when we got to the revival meeting, I noticed she wasn't with us. She was there, but she wasn't there. And the preacher on the way back to the airport is just me and him. And buddy, you want to see a work of art? You watch somebody from up here, amen, preaching and see whether their heart ain't right. And that lady, buddy, mean, I'm telling you, ornery. I'm going back to the airport. The preacher said, Brother Mark, let me ask you something. He said, what do you tell a preacher that his wife is done? I said, how long has it been going on, brother? He goes, oh, I guess you noticed, huh? I said, yeah, I noticed. He said, about a year and a half. I said, well, what happened? And what happened is they sent their girl off to a Bible college, and the girl got in trouble, and they sent her back home. And the mama, she would not accept that her little girl done something wrong. So she quit. She did go back. And by the time I talked to him, he dropped me off the airport. Within 3 months, she had met somebody online, and boom, was gone. You say, well, we always knew she was wicked. No, we didn't. Amen. She had a heart problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Just like you can.
Amen.
I've seen the best. I've preached with them out in this pulpit.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Right here, some of the best.
Yep. Yep. Right.
You let your heart get, hey, it gets out of whack. But you're in trouble.
Amen.
I've read this here before, but I'm going to read it again.
Boy.
This is a boy's suicide note. I was on the road one day, and my wife called me, and we'd known this little feller since he was a baby, an infant. We'd seen when he was born. And my wife called me and said, are you sitting down? I said, why? What's up? She said, so-and-so was fooling with his daddy's pistol and accidentally shot himself, and he's dead. And she was crying, and man, I'm telling you, I'm like, what? Oh, no. Man, our world turned upside down for a little bit. Then she called me back, and she goes, he wasn't messing with his daddy's pistol. He said he took his own life, 14 years old, raised in church, Bible school, camp, vacation, everything, homeschooled. I prayed with him before. I had tears on my lapel here where I prayed with that boy. Here's what he said in his suicide note. Mom and Dad, and I wouldn't read this, but his daddy gave it to me and he asked me to. It seems as much as I love our family, I hate our way of life. What do you mean, hate our way of life? Church.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible.
Yeah.
There's some here. If your heart ain't right, you loathe this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are just ready to get out of here right now. Said, I'm sorry to leave this earth sooner than you all wanted me to. I love you all so much. He wrote to his brothers, he said, I'm such a bad brother. You all love me, but rejected to be around me. Amen. You better be careful how you treat your brothers.
Amen.
Some of you Christian kids, you are the meanest, orneriest, snottiest little brats when it comes to being around your own brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Shame on you. Do you want to go through this? I don't think you do. He said, I'm sorry to y'all that I couldn't be a better brother. I love you. See you later. He wrote to his older brother. He said, I hope you and Lacey can enjoy life unlike me. Hated mine. Hated his life. This kid raised in church. Never would have thunk it. Never would have thought it. Amen. But isn't that the way it is? Let me ask you this. I just got a couple minutes. Let me ask you this about our heart. The Bible said he knoweth the secrets of the heart. This shouldn't be one of those secrets, but it really is. And this is what I want to ask you. Have you ever, with this heart you got inside you, that heart where you know your emotions are, what you love, amen, all that, with your heart, have you ever believed on Jesus Christ? The Bible said, for with the heart, man believeth unto what?
Righteousness.
For with the heart, man believeth unto what?
Righteousness.
Amen. With this heart, I believed unto righteousness.
Yeah.
Amen. As wicked as Brother Soche's heart was, as wicked as Brother Allen's heart was, he had the ability in there,
amen,
to call and to trust on Christ as their Savior.
Amen.
And if that ever happened to you, you'll never get over it.
Amen.
Amen. And I don't know if a lot of the people we're preaching to, I don't know if they've ever believed with their heart. I don't know if they ever have. Because, buddy, I'm telling you, it didn't happen to you the way it happened with me.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, hey, everything changed.
Amen.
God reached down and pulled us out of the muck and mire.
Amen.
We called on him, and he answered.
Amen.
And saved our soul and moved inside. I did that with my heart.
Amen.
Did you?
Yeah.
Amen.
Why is it a secret?
Yeah.
Why do we never hear about it?
Yeah.
Amen. I preach with preachers. I never hear their testimony. I don't know how you can do that. Amen. I preached with the big dogs. Amen. And some of them, you know, I'm like Dr. Rubin. I'm sitting there drawing tanks and I never hear how they got saved. How do you do that? How do you get behind here and talk about Jesus Christ and not talk about when he saved your soul?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. I'm so saved, it's pitiful.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to heaven when I die.
Yeah.
I'm washed in the blood. I'm justified.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going with my heart. I did that. I got to God with this old dirty heart.
Yeah.
And he cleaned it up. How about you? You ever believed on Jesus?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. How's come we don't ever hear about it?
Amen.
How's come there ain't no tug from the other world?
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
How's come during singing, when everybody else is getting a blessing, you don't?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
Tell us so we don't go there.
Yeah. Yeah.
No part.
Amen. In the middle of a revival meeting, you can sit here and pick everything apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us what happened so our heart don't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like the way Jesse sings. No, none of us do. We love him, though. Amen. I'm being joking around, but there's times he gets a little jazzy. That's all right. You mean to tell me you're that shallow?
Yeah. Come on.
To where that takes you from getting a blessing?
Yeah.
And it affects you spiritually?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
What in the world? How is the makeup of your heart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
God knoweth the secrets of the heart. When I trusted and believed on Jesus Christ, God saved my soul, and I was different. Me and Dee heard an old biker gal. She gave her testimonies on a tape, and she said on that tape, and I never thought about it, she said that getting saved was like getting married. And that heart, when you love a person like that, and they come in, there's a transaction that takes place. Amen. And I remember, I think back now to 1980 when I married my little spitfire of a gal. Amen. This was B.C. This was before Christ. Amen. They got me a tuxedo. It was powder blue. And it had ruffles here and ruffles around. It did not do me well. But I remember standing in the little room, like we're standing in the room there. It's had a window in the door. And I'm standing there with the pastor, and we're getting ready to, you know, the things are getting ready to happen. All of a sudden, the preacher's son gets him, goes off the side, and the preacher comes over, and he goes, "Mark, come here." Walk over the door, and we're looking in the congregation, and he says, "Who's them fellas sitting in there?" I said, "Them's my brothers." He said, "Well, if they come in here, there'll be no wedding." So what happens, my brothers, they all come drunk. My buddies, they all came and they almost got in a fight with the pastor's son out in front of the church. I said, "Well, I guess there won't be no wedding then." And about that time, my dad came in. And he took the preacher back in another room, and I don't know what dad said to him. But that preacher come back without my dad a few minutes later. He goes, "All right, let's get this over with." And buddy, it was a short ceremony. But I walk out there, you know, I walk out there in my powder blue suit, and my buddies and my brothers are going, "Attaboy, Mark." You know you're in a redneck wedding when you hear a beer open up. And I'm standing there waiting, and the doors open up and they start playing, and here come that little gal in wearing a white dress. And I'm telling you, all the way back then, it still, amen, still does my heart good. Amen. And I let Sandra D. Harrison, I let her in here. Amen. That was 38 years ago. Somebody said, "Well, Brother Mark, what are you going to do if your wife leaves you?" I'm going with her. Amen. That's my mommy now. Amen. But you know, I loved her with all my heart, and I made a vow, and we became one right there. Anybody in here that's married can go back to that time. Anybody here that's saved can go back to that time, just like marriage. That's when I trusted on Jesus. Amen. Have you ever believed on him? Let me ask you this. Have you ever gave your best to him? You do that with your heart. I remember we took Kelly, we had a meeting out in Los Angeles, California, Brother Dave Gilbert, another one of my best friends. And we took Kelly with us. Shouldn't never took her. But she met Joel Gilbert out there. And they started talking, and Joel come to me, and he says, "Brother Mark," he said, "is it okay if I talk to your daughter?" I said, "What do you mean, talk to my daughter?" "Well, you know what I mean, brother." I said, "No, I don't know what you mean." "Yeah, you can talk. She got a mouth. You can talk." "No, you know, my daughter's dad." So he buys her a phone, and then they start talking. And talking they did, man, for hours. But then came the day that I dreaded. He came to Alabama for Christmas. That's always a bad move there. And D, they set me up. D goes, will you go to the store and get me this? I said, yeah. And Joel says, is that all right if I go with you? And I'm like, yeah. So we get in my truck, and we're going down the road, and he says, Brother Mark, I need to talk to you about something. I'm like, what? He goes, your daughter, Kelly, I see a lot of things in her that, you know, I admire, and I'm really looking, you know, and I'm like, son, what are you trying to say? And by this time, I'm bending the steering wheel a little bit. And he asked me one of the hardest things anybody's ever asked me in my life. He said, can I marry your daughter? And I said, son, do you know what you're asking me for? I said, you're asking me for my best. Amen. I said, that's the best I got. I said, you mean to tell me that I'm going to hand all that over to you? He said, that's what I'm asking for, sir. And that's what I had to do. That wedding day. They always worried. First of all, Kelly's colors was chocolate and pink. Well, they knew not to get me anything pink. I got you a brown tie, Dad, okay? I said, good, because I ain't wearing nothing. The only thing pink on me is my skin. Amen. But that day we were in the back and she kept going, Daddy, you going to be able to do this? I said, I can do this. I am going to do this. Today, I'm part of the League of Justice. Aquaman, Superman, Batman, me, I'm there. With a chocolate suit on, amen. And I'm standing in the back, and I got her arm, and she's looking over there at me, Dad, you are? I'm all right, I'm all right. And that music started, and we come through that door, and she's, I don't want to go. She's, come on, Dad. Man, I come walking down through there, and I was doing good, man. I had it under control. And one guy in the middle, one guy there, looks at me and goes, amen, Brother Mark. That's all it took. I melted right there, just boom. The big guy crashed. And I look on the platform, and my cousin Jim McGee, he's melted. He's crying. I'm looking up there like, hey, what are you doing? You can't do this too. And they said, who gives this woman? And I said, I do. Did you hear what I said? I was giving her to him. Amen. You know what you do after you get saved? You know what you do? You give God your best.
Yeah.
Say, Lord, here it is. Have you ever done that with your heart?
Yeah.
You wonder why you can't put a couple weeks together walking with God?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And the last thing I'll say, and I'll have to quit, because we all did this. Have you ever surrendered yourself over to this right here? This book. This book changed my heart. This book took the kinks out of our head. Brother Soche, this book got me off PCP and LSD and all that other junk. Amen. This book got me away from the bars. And no more drinking. No more Pabst Blue Ribbon. No more redneck white socks and blue ribbon beer. Amen. Have you ever surrendered yourself over to this book? Some of you carry it, but has it ever got in your heart? Therein lies the difference. Amen. God knoweth the secrets of the heart. Amen. I hate to lose anybody. I don't want to lose anybody through the cracks. Amen. Doucettes, I love you. But come to me one day and ask me how many singing families where the kids are gone.
Yeah.
Be the exception.
Amen.
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 Amen. Preachers, evangelists, We know them.
Yep.
We went to Bible school with them. We loved them. We prayed with them. Yeah, and they're gone. Something happened in their heart. Don't let it happen to you. Revival meeting, why don't you bring your old heart down here to this old-fashioned altar? Would you do that? Heads bowed, eyes closed. Maybe.